Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you keeping?
How are you keeping?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
To the bonus.
The bonus episode.
The bonus episode,
yeah. Yep.
Bonus content, yeah. Yeah.
Where we listen to your questions and answer them. I'm listening to each other answering them.
Sometimes we can't answer them, but we always try.
We do our damnedest.
Announce back.
Hello.
Thank God, says you.
Huh?
And our Ed's all right, isn't he?
Ed's great. I enjoy listening.
He's a funny bloke.
He is.
When he's asleep.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
One of us, take that. No, I like it.
I'm going to tell him you said
that. Please take that.
That was uncomfortable.
No, he wouldn't like that now.
It's a low blow. Now, you hit him in the jocks.
Will we take it now?
Nope.
Any questions?
You need to be held accountable. People need to see your true face.
You need to stand behind your...
face of evil. Always. Oh,
he's having a protest.
You're withdrawing your labour now, are you? He's 6 feet away from the microphone.
Take it now.
Would you like your first question?
No.
Okay. Oh. Two emails that came in last week. Joe?
What?
There has been a small but noticeable trend.
In?
People trying to fact check me on your behalf.
Oh, how the tables have turned. What a sweet, sweet turn of events. What are you getting fact checked on?
Evan from Australia says, I've listened to episode 162 where Owen confidently tells Joe you won't / can't get black pudding anywhere outside of Ireland. At this juncture, I would like to point out.
Already on the back foot.
Well, I don't think anyone took that to mean it's absolutely impossible to get it. Oh, but it's hard to find. Very hard to find. It's not a staple in your local shop.
I don't think you should mince your words then, Owen.
Evan says, it's a pleasure to finally fact check the fact checker himself.
A pleasure.
In Australia, or Sydney, he says, our version of Super Value is Woolworths. Whilst doing the weekly shop with the missus, I discovered black Clonakilty pudding hiding in a fridge down the back of the shop. To say I was buzzing was an understatement. It's also cheaper than back home.
So sweet. I just want to take this moment just to kind of, just to like soak that in, you know. That's, how's that feel, Owen?
I think my point stands.
Listen,
you can get anything anywhere these days.
Oh, there's a big statement.
You can someone get fact check that.
Anywhere these days.
Oh, yeah. My point was, you'd be leaving behind black pudding. Unless you want to make a big thing about it, you know.
You did make a big thing about it. You said you can't.
No, unless you want to move to Australia or Costa Rica and make a big thing of getting black pudding.
Yeah, but yeah. What else did you get fact checked on?
Oh, Evan.
Again, a double check.
No, but he added, he redeeming himself somewhat, he says he was listening to one of the older episodes and he remembers someone asking Joe, does he brush his hair with a pork chop? Evan says he saw you crossing the road in town before he left for Australia and he can confirm you definitely do brush your hair with a pork chop.
Don't. Do with a hairbrush. My fingers.
Evan's question is... What dinner did you used to arrive home to as a kid and say to yourself, oh, fuck's sake, not this again. His was pork chops. He thought they were like chewing a car tire.
Mm.
So Joe brushes his hair with pork chops.
Evan eats them.
What dinner did you hate?
I hated when there wasn't... I mean, when I came home from school, I said this on a podcast yesterday, but when I came home from school... I ate the leftover cornflakes that I didn't eat for my breakfast. The bowl used to go in the fridge and then I'd have the leftover cornflakes. I actually just really liked it. Soaked up the flakes. But that, so it's not really necessarily something that I didn't.
Would you be in school thinking about that? Them cornflakes in the fridge?
Yeah, I'd be like, I have to get back to them. I have to finish them. Bleeding, I left loads in the bowl. I had to get going because I was running late. Fucking.
I liked all dinners.
Yeah.
All dinners were grand.
When it was sunny, my ma used to do a salad. But it would have mad shit in it, like ham.
Oh, yeah.
Rolled up ham and...
Boiled eggs.
Boiled eggs, yeah.
Yeah, I used to get that, yeah.
Yeah. And it was all cold.
Wouldn't be big into that.
Tomatoes. Fucking quarters of tomatoes. Not cherry tomatoes or anything.
I remember my mum got corn mince before.
Oh, why?
Don't know. I really don't. I think she probably just got it by mistake and thought it was just nice mince.
Yeah.
And I had that. And it was disgusting. Everyone in the gaff didn't eat it. Like, we're just like, what the fuck?
Mm. Oh, cabbage. Me ma used to, every now
cabbage,
and again.
Ham and potatoes is like, or bacon. I'll get fucking out of the broccoli and the ham. Bacon, ham and cabbage, or bacon. Fuck
ham,
off.
Ham, bacon and potatoes.
Yeah.
Hate
bacon.
It.
Oh, do you not like that?
Oh, no, a bleeding disgusting.
I had that yesterday.
Why?
Because it's nice.
It's not.
It is. Do you like it?
Nah.
You sick bastard.
You're sick.
A bit of parsley sauce.
That's Angela's Ashes food, man.
That's
that is
fucking, yeah, you're right. It is. And it's nice.
No. Food. No. Cabbage, dude. Me bleeding nanny used to drink the fucking water off the cabbage.
That is disgusting.
That is fucking disgusting.
Cold, like.
And the smell of shite off the cabbage. Ooh.
Fart, smell of fart off it. Mm. I like it. Mix it in with the mash.
Oh.
Do you like curly kale?
No, I don't. No.
Do you like vegetables?
Some vegetables, yeah.
Carrots?
I like carrots, yeah, yeah. Me ma used to bubble and squeak.
Yeah, okay.
Bubble and squeak. I used to hate that. That was like yesterday's leftovers potatoes that weren't eaten yesterday. Stick them on a pan and fry them and then stick a fried egg on top. I fucking hate it. Hate it.
My ma went through a weird phase where she would cook. It was boiled rice, peanuts, and cheese.
Okay, that is mental.
That's crazy. Like,
just like,
I would be
salted
concerned.
Peanuts.
Yeah.
Dry roasted.
No. Or maybe
rice,
they were plain peanuts
and
cheese, grated cheese.
On a plate.
She, like, I bring it up with her all the time and she's mortified whenever I do. In a bowl, usually.
I don't get why anyone would do that. As a dinner.
Strange ideas.
As a dinner?
As a dinner.
Once a week.
Oh, yeah.
For how long?
I have to ask her where this, like, I know she got it from one of her sisters. I don't know why,
fucking
how they convinced her, what the thinking was. For how long? It went on for a while. I'd say
a couple of years.
Year. Oh, probably. Yeah.
Me ma used to make mushy peas. Hate mushy peas.
Yeah, they're not bad, but I wouldn't.
All right, let's move on from food.
No.
Good question.
We talked about food too much. Come on.
I want to talk more about it.
Cuddle, the sausage is with the skin on it. And you can't bleed.
The next person coming for me is Darren.
Clearly?
No, just a Darren.
Conway?
Just a Darren.
Okay.
Long time listener. He says he's 99% of the time with me against Joe.
Oh.
However.
Yes.
He doesn't quote me here. He doesn't quote me here. And I'm pretty sure what I said was, instead of going for a hair transplant, or was it the minoxidil?
Yeah.
Rogaine. I said, just get it over it. You're probably just spending a lot of money for disappointment long term.
Okay.
Probably.
That was my position.
But you said probably.
I think I said probably. I also didn't say absolutely nobody ever will enjoy success with this.
You'd never come out with something like that. It's not in you. It's not in him.
No, yeah. You did look down your nose at minoxidil.
Yeah.
Is this person going to get an idea about minoxidil?
Oh, yeah. He sent pictures of his hair and everything.
No way.
Oh, fuck
Show
off.
Me. Show me. I'm on the minoxidil now.
There you go. I don't know in what order.
Wow. That's well filled in. That's well filled in. Congratulations on your new head of hair.
Yeah. No, Darren, your head of hair looks well. I just don't think I was that definitive about it. I don't think I ever am that definitive about it. Which I know annoys you, Joe.
Not definitive, but dismissive. You were like, just let it go.
I can be dismissive. That's possible. Anyway, he says it took him 90 days. Maybe this is...
An ad for...
Yeah.
And if you use the codes...
Yeah, he says, Joe, you may not see the same results if you go for a sketchy supplier.
I did. I went... I got minoxidil from India.
There you go.
But you never know.
Anyway, so that's it. The people
just water your hair. Like the way I'd water plants. With a canister.
I do, yeah. I go out into the garden and then I sit down and I say, Moira, water my head there.
It'll grow back quick.
Yeah. I have to shave the daffodils out though.
Yeah.
And pull the weeds.
What scalp. Shampoo do you use?
No.
Just this one, just that.
No.
And then we'll end on
I'm
that.
Not spending any talking about his hair again.
Just wash it. Just quick.
The last question was also about his hair, the pork chop.
Head and shoulders.
I don't, yeah, whatever Moira has.
Or the Pantene Pro V.
Lydia in Wexford says.
Oh, there's more. Sorry, I thought we were at the end. I do beg your pardon.
Lads.
What?
I read recently about a man who was buried in the town of Goldfield, Nevada, and his gravestone reads, "Unknown man died eating library paste July 14th, 1908.
Library paste?
What's library paste?
I did look this up. It's, he found like glue for the books or something. He found it in the bin.
Okay.
Behind the library in this town of Goldfield, Nevada. It. And he ate it. Apparently he thought it tasted pretty good. And he ate the whole lot. And he died.
I mean, Pritt stick sometime. And a little bit of dab here.
They didn't know who he was. So that's, Lydia's question is, what's the most undignified legacy you could imagine leaving?
I mean, it's hard to give a genuine answer because there's some very undignified ways. I think Elvis dying on the jacks is pretty undignified.
But for you?
I'd hate it. Do you know what? I have a friend, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to defame him, but he came home drunk one night and stuck on some pornographic materials on the television.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to pleasure himself and then fell asleep. But this was in his girlfriend's parents' house. And his parents came down and caught him. Not caught him, but like he was asleep with his thing in his hand.
With his thing in his hand.
And the thing still on the telly and stuff like
and
that.
The stuff, the blue movie.
Now imagine passing away like that.
Did he die?
No. He was, I probably would rather die than actually.
Died of embarrassment.
But that is probably the most undignified way to die.
That would definitely be.
Like autoerotic asphyxiation.
Slipping and banging your head in the bathroom after just getting out of a shower would be a bit like...
Yeah, anything in the nip.
Things like that.
Anything in the nip.
Remember you did that, you hit your head in the toilet and you were talking about what...
I was close to death.
Yeah.
I was an inch away from banging my head off the sink full force. An inch, I swear to God. I felt the brush off the corner of it. Just do that to me here.
Like Donald Trump of the comedy world.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, anything in the nip, like, I think
yeah.
You'd be laughed at.
Georgie says, Owen, could you ask Joe if he has ever heard of polyphasic sleep?
I have.
I haven't. What's it?
That's when you're asleep and you like photos.
I really believe him there. At first I thought he was going there.
Yeah, I was like, he's going somewhere with this.
Georgie says, it's the idea that instead of one big block of sleep, you just take a few chunks or maybe several naps during the day. The siesta culture is the one we'd know best, but there are some people who take it even further and they'll just nap for 20 minutes, but only 4 to 6 times a day. And they say this does the same as one 8-hour block. Georgie says, I think you'd go mad, but it seems like the kind of offbeat wacko trend Joe might devote himself to fully. I wouldn't be surprised to hear he's lived a year on 20-minute naps before.
I'm intrigued by sleep patterns. Some animals, like dolphins, they sleep with one half of their brain. So half of their brain switches off and the other one stays on. So it's like aware, so it doesn't get eaten. And then that side wakes up and the other side goes asleep. The same with ducks, they do the same thing. I think octopuses as well, they have a weird sleep pattern, but there's loads of animals that have really interesting sleep patterns and I'm interested by it. And I'm like, that sounds really fucking cool. We're like the only animal that goes into a deep sleep for a long period of time.
The only?
Not the only animal. That's not true.
Close.
But in there's something there. I was listening to a podcast about it and I've only had to scrape in the surface.
I think animals, when they don't get enough sleep, they're like, oh, bollocks.
Yeah, they get tired.
We're like, oh, bollocks, man.
Yeah.
Like a lion heading out to hunt.
And he's just like wrecked because he got like 2 hours sleep or whatever his sleep pattern is.
What do you think of that idea though?
Sleeping in small chunks?
20 minutes.
I hate that.
I looked this up now and there are people who say your body gets used to it and as soon as you try to nap, if you've done it correctly, you'll fall asleep very quickly. You'll get your 20 minutes. You do this, say, 4 or 6 times a day. And that's you.
I can't remember all the last time I slept during the day.
When I was on night shifts, I used to sleep during my shift. And then when I got home, I'd only sleep for like 2 hours. So it was very sporadic kind of. Like, I'd wake up to fucking go into a live football match or something. Then I'd go asleep for the 40 minutes. And then I'd wake up to go out of it and then into the ad breaks and then back into the halftime. And then when the second half conk out again for the next 40 minutes, wake up, do the same thing. Had little pockets of sleep for night shifts, but that's, I felt so fucking, I'd done that for 5 to 6 years, and I swear to God, when I started that, I was so sharp, so quick, so, and then at the end of it, I just felt dull and grey. My mind just felt slow and sluggish, like it's so bad. I cannot endorse. I think just get fucking 8 hours of good chunky sleep, because
8 hours.
How uncharacteristically conventional for you.
I know. I know. But like fucking, I hated it.
Okay. Last thing then, just a note for you again, Joe. This is from Paul. He says, I have a stat that might help Joe put his pessimism into perspective. Each of us is the descendant of something like 150,000 previous generations. The odds of each of those 150,000 people that came before us surviving and having a child all the way from the first humans to Joe and his spice truck is about 400 trillion to one. So we should all consider ourselves lucky or unlucky. I don't know. Anyway, just thought that was mad. Nice one, lads, from Paul.
Yeah, but you know what? All 150,000 of those people died. That's pretty bleak.
What was
miserable.
The start of that question?
We are, each of us are, have approximately 150,000 generations going back.
So that's a lot.
And each one of them was born and had a kid. And so the odds for each of us of being here is 400 trillion to one.
Mad odds.
Yeah, but we're here now, so you can be pessimistic if you want to be.
We're here now and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And on that note.
Is that it? That's it. Ah, fucking hell, answer the question, will you?
There's no question.
There's no question. Answer the statement, will you? Well, don't leave the fella hanging.
It's
or
an interesting number. Like hindsight, you can always bleed and dissect anything. Hindsight, the fact that this bleeding earth is spinning around,
is it though?
Madness, and the moon, and everything keeping.
Have you seen it in person though?
The moon or the earth?
All of it.
No, man. No.
It's not real.
Do you ever see those videos of flat earthers being proved wrong?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Very interesting.
Fun. It's fun. You want me to be a flat earther, Owen. You want me to be a flat earther.
I don't think I need to want it, Joe. I just want you to admit.
No. I can't go there. I'm pretty confident. If I believe in space.
It's flat.
Yeah.
It's
a bit mad, isn't it? Like,
yeah. The world is round and we should get 8 hours of sleep.
You're losing your edge, pal. Who is this McGuckin fella?
I'd believe the earth is round or flat over needing 8 hours sleep. Don't need 8 hours, you need one or two.
I think the earth
fresh
is a square.
I think it's a hexagon.
Huh? Fucking square.
I don't even think it's real.
None of this is real, lads. How many times am I going to tell you that we're living in a fucking simulation? Are you ever going to listen to me?
Harsher look. It is what it is. Good anyway, isn't it?
Go on.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
I'll send in your questions to Stala. Stala@goloudnow.com. That's the email address if you want to get in touch and pose a question or share some thoughts or tell us a fucking statement. Like, there's 150,000 ancestors.
Tell us a story about yourself, a real personal one that you never told anyone before. And we'll talk about it on the podcast.
That's not a bad idea. Episode. That's a good idea.
And it can remain anonymous. We just want mad shit, like.
Yeah.
You know? Only messing, like, don't. If you don't want to, it's fine. Like, we're deep, like.
Heavy. See ya.